67 degrees.
All right. You're not going to give me like a jersey number like you always do when it comes into the fall football season?
67. I don't know about that.
Hold on. It's time for our Petrak Report with Scott Petrak on WEOL, brought to you by Jamelis Wilson Merrill and Fritz Company, attorneys at law and Royal Business Equipment. Normally we talk on Mondays, but the holiday has pushed us into Tuesday. One day closer, Scott, to the big game, right? As it's coming up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ready to go. Looking forward to the Browns in the opening season. Let's get ready. I guess they've had sort of that week and a half to get everybody ready. What if it's the latest thing you've seen as they sort of talk about playing Baker, but not about playing Baker specifically?
Yeah, I mean, the players had Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, so they came back Monday. There's a short practice. I was out there. Everybody who was there was on the field, so that's a good sign from an injury perspective. I think the biggest question there is if right tackle Jack Conklin will be ready to start Sunday. You know, he tore his patellar tendon in November against the Ravens, had surgery in December. He's been practicing, and you can see him taking more reps in practice lately, but didn't play in the preseason. And the Browns, Kevin Stefanski said he still wants to see how the week goes. So that's the biggest injury question. And then, Baker is going to be the topic all week. And, you know, Kevin Stefanski's not saying much, but safety John Johnson III talked about Baker yesterday. And, you know, a couple of interesting things kind of referred to some hard feelings that have gone away. Questioned whether or not anybody could have been upset that Baker took himself or didn't play that finale last year, sat out. So, you know, Baker's going to be the topic all week. And rightfully so, because it's a huge storyline.
Besides Baker, how do we match up against the Panthers coming up?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You don't see, you know, they're not a natural rivalry, right? The Browns play them every 4 years. Now they have Christian McCaffrey back, and he might be the most talented running back in the league, so that's big. He's been, you know, injured the last couple of years, so hasn't played much. But it's week one, so I'm not sure that's the best time to catch the Panthers. They have Rashard Higgins, who the Browns know. Browns fans know the former receiver who's always had good chemistry with Baker. So I think offensively they have some talent on the offensive line, and I think they have a youngster playing left tackle, so it'll be interesting to see how Myles Garrett does, you know, and how much they have to double and triple team Myles Garrett to keep him off, you know, away from Baker. And then defensively, I don't think they're anything spectacular. So, you know, it's going to be interesting because the Browns defense should be really good this year. You never know if it'll be really good right out of the bat or right out of the gate. So, you know, it could be, I haven't done a prediction yet, but it could be low scoring because, you know, the Browns defense knows Baker so well and Baker's weaknesses and limitations. But then the Browns have Jacoby Brissett playing quarterback, right, instead of Deshaun Watson for the first 11 games. So I think there's a lot of unknowns, really, for both teams because there's new quarterback on both sides. So a lot of unknowns heading into this opener.
And there's been a lot of not all the first-teamers playing together in game situations as well. So how long do you think? I mean, they obviously plan the first series as well. They rehearse that as well as best as they can. But when we're watching it, when do you think you'll see things click, or do you think they'll really kind of get things going early?
Yeah, it's always interesting because, you know, some teams play a lot of guys in the preseason, a lot of their starters, and some don't. You know, the Rams, you know, they won the Super Bowl last year, and I don't tend to play their guys. So, you know, they practice so much together that I'm not saying there won't be some kind of acclimation period, but like you said, they script those first, whatever, 10, 15, 20 plays, you know. So I don't think that's an excuse, a lack of time in the preseason. I think they need to come out and be ready to go. So that's my expectation, you know. And the Browns' running game should be solid, right? They have a pretty veteran offensive line, even without Jack Conklin, but especially with Jack Conklin at right tackle. You got Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the backfield. Got a couple tight ends you like, and then Amari Cooper receiver, right? There's some questions, but the Browns do have some pieces. I expect them to come out and try to establish the run and then use those play-action passes off the run. And I'm writing a story about Jacoby Brissett, and one of the things the Browns like about him is his ability in that play-action passing game that you know, he's got this reputation of being a game manager and throwing the ball short, but they feel like if they can establish the run and then do the play action off the run, that there's going to be chances downfield where Jacoby Brissett can have some success. And if he's able to do that, then this team has a chance to score some points.
Scott, when you look around our division, what do you see in terms of the Steelers, the Bengals, the Ravens? How do you think the Browns stack up against them, given the current roster and the fact that Watson won't be around for a while?
That's a really tough division. You know, with Deshaun Watson, because he is so talented, I think the Browns are right there in the discussion for division winner. Without Deshaun Watson, I think it's an uphill climb. You look at the Bengals, right? They won the AFC last year and went to the Super Bowl and had a chance to win the Super Bowl. They got pretty much everybody back, and they brought in a lot of new pieces to fix that offensive line that was an obvious weakness last year that they were able to overcome because Joe Burrow and the rest of that offense, you know, the receivers and running back are so good. You know, Joe Burrow is outstanding, poised, good arm, makes good decisions, throws the ball deep. He's everything you're looking for in a quarterback. And he's got Ja'Marr Chase, you know, T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd at receiver, and then Joe Mixon at running back. So, you know, usually there's kind of a step back for a lot of teams that go to the Super Bowl just because this league is so hard and it's so, you know, the margin for error is so razor thin. But I don't think there's any reason to think that the Bengals won't be in playoff contention this year at all. And then I expect the Ravens to be better than they were last year. I mean, you know, Lamar Jackson got hurt against the Browns in early December, and then I'm not sure he played the rest of the year, and that really derailed the Ravens, and it was a season of big injuries for them. They lost both corners. They lost both running backs early. They lost one of their big tackles. So assuming they have better injury luck this year, I think the Ravens are going to be right there. Lamar Jackson might be playing for a contract. You know, he hasn't signed an extension yet, and it's his last year before, you know, he can be a free agent. And you're looking at a former MVP quarterback. So I think it's going to be, right now, I would say it's a two-horse race between the Ravens and the Bengals, with the Browns trying to stay in contention as long as they can without Deshaun Watson, and then hoping for a big boost when he comes back. And then the Steelers, you know, they got quarterback question. It looks like Mitch Trubisky is going to be the starter going in. They drafted Kenny Pickett. People want to write them off. I don't think you can write them off. I think they'll be right around 500. The Browns need to play well to even finish third in the division and make sure they don't finish behind Pittsburgh. But, again, it's all about how they can get off to a fast start with kind of an easy schedule in the first four games and then maintain and see if they can really have some success as they wait for Deshaun Watson to come back.
All right. We're not always ones to win the first game of the season, though, so we'll just hope, you know, for the best as we take on Carolina this coming Sunday. Scott, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again after game one.
Thanks, Seth.
Thanks. Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram. You can read him at the Chronicle Telegram or at Scott Petrick. You can follow him on Twitter. Also, brownzone.com as well, where you can hear the podcast he does with Chizinski from Channel 3 as they talk all about the Browns as well.